Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, free speech under attack, FBI raids. We're going to pull up a constitutional attorney, John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, in just a couple of minutes here. And I'm actually in talks right now with Richard Mack, trying to get him on concerning what's going on with the FBI as well. And we'll see when we can get him up, hopefully sometime this week, if not shortly thereafter. But we're going to get John Whitehead up here with us in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, what I want to do is I want to kind of go back just, I think it was last week, we had a phone call in from the state of Missouri. Our friend called, and we were talking about all the illegal raids of the FBI. And I want to take it a step further than just the illegalities of what the FBI is doing. I also want to cover the fact that the FBI is an unconstitutional agency. Let's go a step before that. When the call came in, I was told by our friend in Missouri that it's legal completely concerning what the FBI is doing to the people. And I knew better than that, and he had talked about how Washington, D.C. is, in a sense, a government unto itself. Now, were those the exact words that he was saying? But no, that's exactly what he was saying. And so it's been bothering me over the last couple of days because I knew it wasn't true. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, the FBI within itself is an unconstitutional agency. It's a pretend authority, just like the CIA, just like the Department of Homeland Security, just like the ATF, and the list goes on. It's a pretended authority. It's an unconstitutional authority. So what I want you to do on social media platforms right now, if you would, please, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Check out the social media platforms. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. Go to the top left side of that page, and I want to show you something. If you're listening to us in one of the 157 affiliates that we have across the country, I'll narrate for you. So we have three branches of government, okay, which all falls under what? The Supremacy Clause. That's found in Article 6, Section 2. Now, common law is established, as we all well know, on common law, which is the Mosaic Institution, the Torah, okay? And so when you look at who we are as a people, again, we receive our rights from God, right? We delegate authority to those that serve we the people, okay? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So we the people, starting with the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, are the government under God. And those that work for us in this representative government need to know their place. So let's put them there. You look at the legislative, okay? They make laws incongruent with our laws, not policies which undermine the U.S. Constitution. We have Congress, Senate, and the House of Representatives. Then when you look at the executive, they carry out the laws that are written. written, congruent with God's moral law, okay? The president, vice president, cabinet, so on and so forth. Then you have judicial, interpret laws. No, they do not interpret laws, for the record. They discover and they apply laws. You have the Supreme Court and other federal courts and the lower courts, okay? So as you see that, I want you to understand that it falls under that of the Supremacy Clause. When you look at the Constitution, to suggest that Washington, D.C. operates as a law unto themselves is about the most backwards thing I've ever heard in all of my life. The Constitution dictates that the federal government, by which in so many ways we all need to understand, the federal government, folks, Washington, D.C., that's all a creation of the states. And so when you believe that they rule the roost, really what you're doing within your own mindset, your understanding is that the tail wags the dog. You have it backwards, okay? Again, the federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. But the Constitution dictates that the federal district of Washington, D.C. be under the jurisdiction of who? U.S. Congress. Who is Congress? We, the people's representatives. So they are not operating as a law unto themselves just because they're in Washington, D.C. No, those are our representatives. They represent this limited form of government, and they are to serve the people. They are not to assume authority. They are not to create unconstitutional agencies the way that they have, which is a perfect segue into making Tom's point, who had said, listen carefully. He said, the Constitution does not authorize Congress to involve itself in fighting crime. Okay? From a federal standpoint, the Constitution allows for Congress to pursue crimes in counterfeiting securities and coin, piracy, felony on the high seas, and treason. These are specified in the Constitution for the obvious reason that we see in the giant militarized federal police agencies today. All this policing power under one person is an absolute threat to our freedom. Is that what you're seeing today? Absolutely. This large police military presence renders null and void the Posse Comitatus Act, which, by the way, the sheriffs, okay? This large, again, police military presence renders null and void the Posse Comitatus Act that prevents military soldiers from being used against civilians. We may not call the FBI military, but just have a look at them and how it is that they're being used today. Who's it being used against, friends? The American people. I didn't know that the American people delegated authority to their said representatives to create agencies to attack their own constituents. Is that what's in fact happening? Absolutely. Tom goes on. For example, recording all online and phone conversations, activities with no reasonable suspicion of a crime, entering your home without a search warrant. Someone who takes an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution should do just that and nothing more. Saying it is absurd and definitely constitutional does not make it so. Folks, the FBI and these agencies are a pretended authority, and they are being used against the very people that your said representatives and your government, those that are incumbent in this government, friends, are supposed to protect, not attack. Tom finishes, this can be found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, under the enumerated laws. Folks, again, I just want to reiterate the point that our government, though it be established, federal government be established in Washington, D.C., remember it falls under the dictates of Congress, which is the voice of we the people. So they can only do what we allow them to do, and we have never given them authority to create agencies to attack the American people. I want to make clear as to what we're talking about here. Because when you go to the TSA, you go to the ATF, you go to the CIA, folks, regardless of how they bully the people into a submissive state, because that's what they're being used for, it's still a pretended authority. And until you act accordingly in upholding the law to put a stop to this, these attacks on the American people are only going to increase. We're going to come right back with John Whitehead, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomics Special Menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, left side of the page, subscribe. If you want to call in after John, please do. If you want to lay out a comment or a question on social media platforms, I will do my best to catch those. That, again, is on SOL Radio Live on a Rumble feed, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We can all say that. Folks, without further ado, what we want to do is we want to bring our friend John Whitehead up from lead counsel from that of Rutherford Institute, and we just want to welcome you, John. Thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, I don't need to give you a formal introduction because for the most part, everybody knows who you are anyways. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely. Okay, so John, let's just get to the nitty-gritty concerning what's going on here. I mean, we're seeing these FBI raids being leveled at the American people at every given turn. As a matter of fact, just last week, a friend of mine, I just preached at his church in Warsaw, Ohio, he was raided because he just happened to be in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And I'm trying to do my best to find out the constitutionality, first of all, of their authority given unto them to attack their own constituents. How is all this going down, and what is all of this that is going down concerning the FBI today?
Well, the FBI, as I've detailed in my books, about the American war on the American people. That's why I call it the war on the American people. It's the U.S. government that's conducted the war. And it's been going on for many years. I'm telling people, wake up, get education, get educated. Education precedes action. Know what you're doing, how to do these things and stuff like that. And I've told people when you do your marches or whatever you're doing, you better watch out, you better be careful. The FBI has been infiltrating everything for the last 60, 70 years. People don't understand this, but it was the FBI that was one of the main people who loved, basically really liked the Nazis. Said they're some of their key people over in 1938. They loved the way the secret police operated there and all that. And Edward Patrick Coffey, who was J. Edgar Hoover's, one of his right-hand men, went over and he came back and said, this is great. We love them. They got along with them. If the war hadn't broke out, it probably would have been worse than we're seeing right now. But through Project Paperclip, they brought over all these Nazi scientists, which infiltrated everything. Reinhold Gehlen, who was a top Secret Service agent for Adolf Hitler, set up the CIA and all these secret groups we're seeing today, the NSA. So we have been working in this level for a long time. What we call the federal government, by the way, is not our government. You can say we the people, all this and that. Listen, you know what the deep state is? The deep state is a bunch of very wealthy people working with other corporations and the Secret Service agencies, Facebook, Microsoft, and stuff, maintain the intelligence cloud for all 17 intelligence agencies. They work with the federal government for control and power, and that's what they want. They see us as mainly people who need to be controlled, and that's why they're doing it. I mean, what's crazy is, and people don't realize this, they create crimes, the FBI. They've been doing that for years. They entrap people. They hire people who work for them, which set up drug deals. These work for them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're paying for this stuff. They get up to $85,000 a year for entrapping people into drug crimes so they can arrest them. So what? The FBI drug bust. Everybody goes, wow, FBI is a great group. They're doing all this wonderful stuff. Well, listen, if you don't wake up now with what we're seeing with this January 6th stuff, you're a baddie. I mean, you don't really get it, folks. We're dealing with something that is a huge monster that sooner or later, all it's going to take, and, you know, the Pentagon warned us with a video it put out several years ago, what's called the 2030 video. I'm telling you, go to our website at Rumsfeld.org and watch it, and the commentary I did after seeing it. They're predicting this government's going to break down, but at least by 2030, they're going to take martial law. They're already moving in that direction. Okay? There's more guns and bombs and stuff like that. People are telling me, listen, I get people say, we're getting our guns and we're all 15 of us and we're going to go do this march. And I'm going, you can do your 15 guns march, but dude, they have grenades, MRAP, the local police do. They work with the FBI. At Quantico, the FBI trains police chiefs. Listen, I've had police chiefs get upset with me because I criticize the FBI, local police chiefs, because they work with them. And they get fed all this information. Because the FBI is doing all this, secret watching and listening to us. They can turn on our cell phone from a distance when it's off and listen to us. And they do. They can turn on our laptop and watch us. It's a camera. And with all this smart city stuff coming about now, coming out of China, basically, and incorporating the cities, they're watching everything we're doing. Google says we know what you're doing. Listen, we're going to know what you think before you think it. Google is saying that by 2030 with their program called Singularity. So listen, we're moving into a very, very, very dangerous territory. And if you don't wake up, folks, listen, I'm just telling you, I sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for the last 40 years. It is the most corrupt town. People say, why did you not have an office in Washington, D.C.? Why did you start there? Because I worked out there for a while. I got tired of all the corruption. I don't want the city. Oh, they're there for one thing. Listen, I have one of the biggest senators, and people know who he is. He took me to a few meetings, and we walked out one day, and he said, I just want to be honest with you, John. If people say good morning to you in Washington, D.C., it's for one reason, money. And I went, okay. He was going to Christian meetings. He wasn't a Christian. He got on the stage, and I was watching, and he would pretend to be a Christian. Yep. And he'd get off and laugh about it, walk out of the room. He says, this is how you control people. So listen, be very, very careful. If you're getting marches together and organizing, listen, they've been infiltrating those for years. They want to cause trouble. Why do they want to cause trouble? Because if you they can, and you look like you're doing this or doing that, or they get moving toward violence, and they'll do their best to make sure you look like that.
Yeah.
They're going to arrest you and pursue you. And so that's what we're seeing today. So don't be stupid. The man who wrote our bill of rights. And this is a fourth of the...
Well, let me ask you something, though, there. Let me ask you something, because I only have you for two segments, John. So people are awake, and I'm not talking about all of them. We know those that have their heads stuck in the sand, and it's going to stay there. You could transport these people to the sun, and they wouldn't want to see it. They're not going to see the sun because they don't want to see it, period. We have that group of people, but we also have a grassroots level where people all across the United States, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, are awake. There's no question about it. I mean, we can look at that and gauge that by gun sales, for example. What is your resolve to the issues once they're awake as to how to put a stop to what's going on in their own country?
Read the Bill of Rights. The 10th Amendment says local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Take over your local government. There's a lot of your local governments, by the way. Again, you're talking to somebody who knows. I've been doing this for 40 years. The governments around the country, local governments, are run by large corporations. They take the people out to lunch. They dictate to them. I mean, you go to people... I go to small communities and people tell me, our government's very corrupt. Your little local government's corrupt. Because why? Because you're not involved in it. You're sitting on your butt 7 hours a day watching TV. Yep. And who are you watching? The people who run the show. Carl Bernstein and Woodward, who outed Nixon. He wrote a great article in detail saying it was shocked him after the Nixon thing. He started working with mainstream media more. He said CIA is sitting in their office, the NSA, betting artists helping write articles. I'm going, wait a second. I watch CNN. They go, and here's our guest commentary. And I go, who is the guest? And I look real quick, and there it is. Former CIA assistant director. And I'm going, wait a minute here. The government's our journalists now? Come on, that's baloney. The thing is that most people do not know anything about the public schools are not teaching the Bill of Rights today. I talk to kids who can't tell me anything about the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. What does the Fourth Amendment say? Hey, they're not supposed to be doing surveillance on us and watching us and all the things that they're doing and violating the Fourth Amendment, but most people don't realize that. We just set up local governments, or you're going to basically flip the bird to the federal government saying we're tired of this crap and we're going to fight you. Listen, one way you can back them off is to move in that direction because the founders knew that. That's how they did it. They fought locally in Virginia and around the country to establish the government that we have. They saw it. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, is very clear. What did he say? We ought to mistrust all those in power.
I got to take a hard break, John. You're saying a lot, and I just got back from Williamsburg, Yorktown, Jamestown, and D.C. just last week. And boy, oh boy, I know there's. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come right back with John Whitehead, folks. I only got him for two segments. I don't know how this is gonna go down, but we'll do our best. Okay, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Dozens of missiles fired by Russia hit Ukraine on Monday, including the first strikes on the capital city of Kyiv in weeks. The attacks, apparent revenge strikes for a blast on the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea, killed civilians, knocked out power, and destroyed infrastructure. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents in the capital city are angry.
The war against civilians. Putin needs Ukraine without Ukrainians.
Closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to begin Tuesday. Jury deliberations are then expected to begin on Wednesday. A death sentence has to be agreed on unanimously on at least one of the 17 murders in the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
One of the very few that I have respect for, we have online with us right now. His name is John Whitehead. He is the lead attorney, the attorney over at Rutherford Institute. He's been in the business for 40 years, and we're talking to him about the FBI raids and the unconstitutionality of what they're doing. At least I'm adding that to the conversation even now. But right before the end of the last break, I asked the question, how do we bring about resolve concerning the issues? And you know what it reminds me of, John, is it reminds me of when the king was calling our forefathers, along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, ill-designing men, dangerous and ill-designing men, because they were equipping the rest of the people to the dangers of submitting to a tyrant across the pond any further. And I can just hear some of the uneducated today listening to the show across the country saying, boy, this really sounds anti-government, especially coming from that of a constitutional attorney. What would you say to those people?
I'm anti-tyranny, and I don't like tyranny. I want people to follow the Bill of Rights. I want them to teach them in the public schools. I want our kids to know what their rights are. I want people to know what their rights are. I talk to attorneys now who can't tell me what in the Bill of Rights. They don't teach that anymore. The Declaration of Independence, okay? Thomas Jefferson, why did not people know why Thomas Jefferson? The Declaration of Independence says if we don't want the government, we throw them out. If they violate the fact that God gave us our rights. Now you got the government saying, we give you your rights and we can take them away if we want to. That's not how this country was founded. If you think otherwise, you're silly. And silly people wind up in bad positions when you make one mistake, by the way. They come to your door. They're swatting people all over the country. 80,000 SWAT team raids annually now. Now the FBI has joined into the SWAT thing. And Biden with his new IRS agents, 75,000 new IRS agents trained with weapons. Folks, watch out. All you got to do is say one thing or say, I'm tired. High taxes. I'm not going to pay them. You can get a SWAT team raid. Is this the America you want? Is this the America you want your children to grow up in? Come on. You know? And again, you can push back. But the federal government in Washington, D.C. is so corrupt. I mean, they have underground facilities. They're ready to hide at any moment. Look it up, Mount Weather. Washington Post did an expose on it. They have a big facility. They just go hide. They don't do that for us. But here's the point. They tax you. They overtax you. They take all your money. And what do? They smash your door down. 80,000 SWAT team raids up from 3,000 in 1980. Jose Guerrero, a decorated veteran. The cops are doing a marijuana sweep of his neighborhood. They crash through his door in the middle of the night. He grabs his kid and his wife and throws them behind him in a closet, and they shoot him in the hallway with his hunting rifle. He thought it was robbers. You know what? No marijuana was found in his home. 70 times they shot him. And this is happening daily in America. You know something? CNN and all the crappy news networks, Fox, whatever, they're not covering this. I'm sorry. It takes programs like yours to get the message out. But we need to get the message out. We need to wake the people up. We need to get the kids involved in this. We need to teach them their Bill of Rights in the home. We need to take over our local government. And either if those public schools stop teaching the Bill of Rights, start your own school. Do homeschooling. Get us a populace that thinks. They don't want you to think. We've got a culture now that's really in with that. Oh, listen, I'm telling you right now, I study this all the time. I've written over 30 books on these issues. Artificial intelligence is taking over basically the internet, Facebook, and all that. They're going to take out words. They're already banning books before they're printed. Listen, we're going to move into a society where no one thinks anymore. It's like Fahrenheit 451 with Ray Bradbury. Books are going to go, thoughts are going to go, and people won't be thinking. What we need is thinking people. We need people who are challenged. We need to challenge them. We need to be on the sidewalk, but here's the key. They want you to get a little violent. That's all. They love it. You know why they love it? Because they can crack down on you, then make a big show somewhere like Washington, D.C., with all the trials and all this stuff. And that's what happened. We'll go back. You said the British monarchy. The British monarchy was extremely cruel. They were shooting people down the street. They were invading churches. They were walking in homes and beating and shooting people. You know something? They burned churches. The first thing they burned in towns was churches. And I did my own research on that. It's in one of my books. And you know why they burned the churches? Because that's where the patriots met.
That's right.
The so-called black regiment was pastors who, when they got through talking, gave their sermon, they would open their black robe, and there would be a rifle. Time to defend America.
Yeah.
That's what saved early America. And most people I know today are scared to death. I mentioned the word bullet to some people, and they go, a bullet, oh my. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. You know, wake up, grow up, come on, all right. And the thing is, a nation of people, not sheep, and we need a people who are willing to take a stand, nonviolent, and that's the key. They, like I said, they infiltrate groups. The FBI is a very corrupt, evil organization. It's been infiltrating since the hippies way back. They'd go and smoke dope, long hair, and then when they got their meetings together, they would do something provocative, and bango, the police would move in. And they didn't learn it. And we haven't learned, because you know why we haven't learned? Because we trust the government.
Yep.
They're there for us. Oh, sure. Those guys up on Capitol Hill making millions of dollars off of us, screwing around, cheating, all the crap they do up there, the sex parties and all that. Well, I don't know Washington, D.C., okay? It's a bunch of crap. We believe that. If you believe that, folks, you might as well just go crawl in your sack, watch TV, and say, F America, because it's going to go down the tube. The only thing that's going to save this country is educated people on the issues, knowing their rights, that can be taking a stand for our liberties and freedoms. National security letters under the Patriot Act, the FBI goes into our banks and our libraries and education and gets all of our records, but the banks and the other institutions aren't allowed to tell us they're doing that.
Yeah.
This is like the old Soviet Union. It's Nazi Germany. We're, we're making a return. We're repeating history, folks.
That's right. John, I want to add this, too. In America, there's absolutely no reason that the American people have put themselves in a position that they've put themselves into today. There's no reason. We have all the truth, the history, everything we need, but people are... Say that again?
Very lazy people. They don't get up off their butts. I mean, the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. John Whitehead doesn't watch any television, except when I'm out at a restaurant and I'm looking at these people, I'm going, and I'm watching family sit there with their cell phones together, their digital heroin, I call it, and they're just staring at it like, oh, God. And I'm saying, I wish they'd put the damn phones down, listen to me, and grow up and get and move forward. Get your kids off those things, folks. Limit what they're doing because they're being controlled. We're being controlled. Wake up, folks.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a fascist state. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, said, if ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its very ruins. I want to ask the question because I know that you've been in D.C. for a long time. You've been an attorney, a constitutional attorney for 40 years. What is the recompense concerning those people that are violating our God-given rights? Because, I mean, I can go down or all the way back to, at least with my history, Ruby Ridge, and look what they did to that family, and I could go over to Waco, and I could go over even the Oklahoma City bombing. I mean, even the last shooting, there's red flags everywhere, and the eyewitnesses never align with what the media's narrative is. Never. I can even go over to Mandalay Bay. I mean, the list goes on, John, as you all the well know. Where is the recompense? Where do the people begin? You said take the government at a local level, but where does it begin when we begin to teach them that you're not going to violate our oaths? And I'm even talking about the CIA, the ATF, I'm talking about the FBI, all these agencies. When is it that they're held accountable for their crimes and that we, the people, teach them to fear us rather than us them?
The only recompense is going to take some while. What I'm saying is here, we're going to start with our children, teach them, get them. We need more rebels. I'm talking about rebels. I mean, someone who says, I'm going to take a stand for freedom, and even if I get arrested. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the fellow who fought Hitler, said the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. It's going to be difficult, folks. If you're nervous about getting your finger pinched, you don't get near this area because you ain't going to be very good at it. And the point is, you have to be willing to get your head smacked, get cursed. I've had people all my life say, John, why did you sound like you're crazy? You're a nut. You know, I wouldn't have anything to do with you. And I said, well, that's okay with me. Beat it. And the point is, I'm willing to stay in there and fight. People say, when are you going to retire, Wyatt? I said, when I die. Did Jesus retire and quit? No, he was a radical. He went in the temple when he got in. He said, I'm not having this stuff anymore. And then they had to send a SWAT team after him with a government informant named Judas to catch him. That's going to happen, folks, to you. Mm-hmm. If you're afraid of anything, if you have fear in your body of the government, you know what's wrong? You don't live in a government that's a government that serves you. And again, like I say, if you have a police car coming behind you, you see that red light and you're afraid, whoa, folks, you shouldn't be afraid. You should be in control because you are the government. What's the Constitution say? We, the people, do ordain. We are the government. You keep forgetting that. I hear these people go, the government. I say, that's you. You can change things, but if you're going to sit on your butt like that and do nothing, and most people don't, we got to teach our kids that they got to be activists. We got to educate our children. It starts there, folks.
I got John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute lead attorney, on with us right now, and I got to take a... Well, actually, I got about a minute and a half left with John. But, John, can I hold you over for another segment? It's our final segment. It's about 8 minutes long. Do you got the time for that?
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate that. John, what I want to do is I kind of want to tee it up because one of the things that you're also talking about, your last letter was Speak Truth to Power, and your headline was All of Us Are in Danger When Anti-Government Speech Becomes Sedition. We're seeing a lot of this, and I got to tell you what, the more they attack us, I've heard it said, and I want to apply to what I'm even saying now, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because that's what I'm seeing across the boards, is the more they attack us, it seems like they're inciting the people all the more to respond in a lawful sense, in a righteous sense, not in a rebellious sense. And it reminds me of Exodus 1, where the Bible clearly tells us that when the king afflicted the children of Israel, the more he afflicted them, the more they multiplied. I believe that is happening, but I do want to get over to free speech in just a moment. Again, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, John, I got a phone call here, and I want to take him. He's a friend of ours out of Texas. Bob, you got a question for John Whitehead or a comment?
Yes, thanks. John, you brought out something I addressed to Bradley last week, and that's about getting involved. Now, we know everything. Bradley's taught us, you've taught us. But we need someone to emulate. It would be great if you would show up at your commissions, councils, and boards and speak for 3 minutes on what's going wrong with our country in our local body so that we can aggregate there in mass and emulate what you guys are expressing. I show up at commissioner's court almost every week, and, you know, I just speak to dead ears. But if we get a mass, you guys can show us how to do that. Thanks.
Perfect. Totally appreciate it. Bringing you back to John. John, how would you answer Bob?
What I would say is this. That's the way to do it. Show up at your meetings, speak out. But you got one thing you have to be careful of, and this is key. The FBI has been showing up in local meetings, certain people, and trying to intimidate them, meeting with them afterwards. I've had radio show, talk show hosts, by the way, who speak out very clearly like you do, Bradley. And they call me and say they went home at night and around their doors a little sign saying, this is the FBI. We need a consultation with you. And they call me, and I write the FBI and say, okay, talk to me first, and then they back off.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to intimidate and frighten you. So when they do that, call the Rutherford Institute or groups like ours and let us speak back to the FBI and groups like that. That's our job. They don't want to face a lawsuit or more exposés of all the crap they're doing. But, again, they don't want anybody exercising their First Amendment right to speak truth to power. They don't want that. They want you coward and afraid.
Yep.
Most people are, by the way. When I talk to them, all it takes is one government official say, they're coming after you, buddy, or whatever. You know, and I'm saying, don't let them do that, you know. But they will try their best to do that, intimidation. And they've been doing it for years. And, again, when you're dealing with a crooked organization, I'll just say like the federal government, especially groups like the FBI, you're up against a big foe. And anybody in history, you look at people in the history who have fought for truth, they end up, a lot of them, being executed or whatever. And go back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, people like that, Jesus Christ. They spoke truth to power. What happened to them? But did they relent? And I'll say this. One person can change the face of history, and that person is visible and stand for truth. And, again, let's teach our children that. Make them strong, not weak. I mean, they're pushing heavy sex at kids today.
Yeah.
All this.
Yeah.
There's no morals anymore. We've lost it in society. The churches need to get out of the buildings, by the way, and I'm telling them this, and get out there and start doing some marches, talking to people. Listen, pastors should be at city council meetings saying, we're really concerned about what's going on in our country. Are you, city council, going to take a stand on behalf of us in our local community? If they start going, oh, we don't know, are you nervous? You go, well, we're getting rid of you then. We're going to run some people and we're going to back some people that have a backbone. That's what we want. And that's what we need in this country. And we don't, a lot, most places I run into.
I can tell you firsthand, John, that's what it lacks. I mean, you know, one of the things Bob brought up about emulation and doing it, it's like, man, I've been in ministry for 23 years. There's no grass growing under our feet in any sense of the word, and I'm not going to give myself accolade, but I'm doing what I do because I believe that we can do it. Like John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, and he hasn't failed us yet, and I don't believe that he ever will fail us. He's looking for the faithful among men. He's looking for those that are valiant for the truth, and those that will lay it to heart. And that's what we're seeing a lack thereof. I want to go back full circle to our forefathers, and if I'm sure you know this, John, and for the first-time listener, you probably don't know this. The tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God that our forefathers threw off, read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of it, is the usurpations along with his illegal actions against the colonies during that particular time. John Hancock was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence, and he wrote it so big that the king wouldn't have to take off his spectacles. He's the man that's responsible for saying resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights that God gave, which heaven gave, he said, and no man ought to take from us. It's interesting how quickly men forget who they came from, and yet you continuously see our forefathers. What was it in all their declarations? What was it always done for? Thomas Paine said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time, not in the time of my children. Now we're seeing a whole generation of people, 329.5 million people, saying, no, let the kids defend themselves. We grew up in America too, but they don't realize it's not the same country as when they grew up, John. What do you say about that?
Well, listen. I named the Rutherford Institute after a fellow named Samuel Rutherford, a Scottish minister, who, by the way, John Witherspoon, the old minister of the Sons Declaration of Independence, revered, and taught James Madison the principles of Samuel Rutherford, which was that, and they hated him, they burned his book in the streets of England, called The Law and the Prince. The only reason he escaped an execution, and we're going to execute him, is he died. He was an old fellow. And the day he died, he looked up at his family and said, I go today where priests and kings cannot. And he died.
Amen.
And what he was saying is, and this is, again, his principles have been embedded in everything in America. The government is under God. It's not God. It's not in God we trust. It's in God we trust. They have to be held by the principles of the Bible, and they have to treat us with great respect, us human beings. Who teaches that today? I mean, I don't hear many people saying that today. I don't hear many churches talking about it today. We've got to wake up out there, the people that have the knowledge, people that have the spiritual being, and get it clearly across to the public. We don't do that anymore. I mean, most of the church attendance is going down across the board. I hear pastors call me, what do we do? What do we do? I say, get relevant.
Yeah.
Get relevant.
Yeah, John.
You know, meeting can have a tremendous impact. We helped a pastor not too long ago, who stood on the street corner, by the way, and held up our Bill of Rights pamphlet and was talking about that. The police pulled up and said, two cops in the car real quick, and said, what are you doing out here? He goes, First Amendment. He read it to them. You know what the cops did? They went, oh, that's okay. He had the car and drove off.
Yep, yep. John, I got you for less than 1 minute. Do you want to go ahead and point your finger at your URL to drive traffic over to yourself if they should need help at any given time in the near future?
Yeah, go to Rutherford.org. Rutherford.org and start to get our weekly newsletters and our information, and we'll be glad to help those we can.
And what's that front looking like right now, John? Are you guys really busy defending the people concerning the issues at hand, or do you got a medium load? What does that look like right now for Rutherford Institute?
We're very busy. We're winning cases. We're filing Supreme Court cases, and we work with attorneys across the country. We don't charge for our services. We donate our time.
Amen. Boy, I think you're probably going to get a lot of phone calls now. I mean, most people think attorney issues, okay, money for attorney to defend myself. So, folks, there you have it. John, I totally appreciate you. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. Thank you for jumping on in such a short amount of time and concerning our request. We totally love you guys over there. And do stay in touch, my friend. And I'm sure we'll have you up here again shortly, to say the least.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We got another phone call coming in from I don't know where, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, greetings. My name is Michael Kahn, and I have a few things I want to bring up. First is Mr. Whitehead said something about nonviolence, which everybody says. But we are fighting for gun rights for a reason, and the reason is our government, not for other people, as you should know. And so let us not say, oh, don't get violent, because we have no voice with our government. As much as we'd like to have one and are supposed to have one, we don't. They don't want to hear us, and they don't want to listen to us. They do not have our well-being in mind or concern. Now, also, I wanted to address what you said earlier about our founding fathers also. Thomas Jefferson, who wrote Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness, all that, he had 180 slaves, and he spoke about liberty. He never intended to free them either. Furthermore, it says in the Constitution, the Declaration, the pursuit of happiness, which is, and some people, a few people's pursuit of happiness is because the unhappiness of hundreds of millions of other people. Why didn't they instead write freedom from exploitation, oppression, deception? Instead, they gave falsehood or deceit intentional. I understand so now you censorship, which is not good, but there are other ways to address it.
Okay, so be clear about your last point, please.
Okay, there are forefathers who many were Freemasons, and they made the Constitution and Declarations. It sounds good, a lot of the wording, but it is it caused what was happening today intentionally, deliberately. Satan knows ahead of time what's going to happen, and caused a lot of it to happen.
Okay, I totally appreciate it. We're done. Totally appreciate your phone call, my friend. We got another call. Sorry, couldn't get to you. We just had John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute. By the way, folks, he doesn't charge money. If you need advice legally, go to Rutherford Institute. Go online, you'll find him. And look for John Whitehead. Totally appreciate your love by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll have no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.